I first became involved in the Iditarod, associated with McDougal Lodge, a landmark place on the Yetna River. I think it's 70 miles from the official start out of Willow. And that was in 2008 and 9. Did that for a couple of years. Been working for lodges. And I got a call 4 years ago on a three-day notice to come to McGrath because they were short a chef. And that was probably in 18 or 17, and I've been here ever since in the winter. I do the Iditarod every year. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I've become to know some of the pilots, veterinarians, airport people, people in town, volunteers just in for a day I can give a cup of soup to. And they're all hard workers, good people from all over. It's a great team. I wouldn't come if they all sucked. But that's why I come to the Iditarod, and it's a good time. I get some crazy flights into where I'm working sometimes. That makes it all worth it. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was on the Yetna River at McDougal Lodge, and they have a huge bonfire outside, and we get to watch all the racers go by, you know, all 60 or 70 competitors, and they say and shout out their name and see all the dogs pick up their little booties. That's probably the heart of it, to see the racers, what it's all built around. That's one of my best memories. What I know for sure in life is, while I'm still, breathing, I'm going to be waking up early. I don't have a choice. Doesn't matter. I'm up at 5:30, 6, 4. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.